Something wicked is coming this way, and only fools are ignoring the signs. So it's time you became a financial prepper like thousands of others. Gold can travel anywhere. It's international. It's its own currency. Allocate to gold now, the timeless safe haven asset. Open an IRA with Noble Gold Investments to physically hold coins and bars, and let real, tangible gold, not just paper, save your portfolio as the economy burns again. Right now, Noble Gold Investments offers a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin with every qualified IRA. Just use the promo code GOLD to claim your free coin and secure your family's financial future. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now. NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, and children of all ages, except for those of you who are younger than what YouTube considers too young for the COPPA guidelines, today we are going to talk to you about public enemy number one in the state of New York, the face of bail reform, a man called Pedro Hernandez. Now, Pedro Hernandez, for those of you who are unaware of him, was the absolute darling of the left wing. This is a guy that was doing interviews, his family was on the news constantly. He was supported by Sean King, he was supported by a bunch of different activists, and he is one of the main proponents and one of the main case studies that was used to push for New York State's new bail reform law, which automatically releases criminals on their charges, because I don't know if you guys know this, I don't know if you guys are aware of this, what happened to Pedro Hernandez was absolutely terrible, it was absolutely horrifying, and it was absolutely disgusting. You see, Pedro Hernandez at one point in time was arrested for some minor crimes, some things that were not that big of a deal. Just, you know, shooting at two people in public place and a series of robberies plus other criminal activity. But the thing is, Pedro said he didn't do it. And we all know for a fact that when somebody says they didn't do anything, you should take it seriously. And a lot of people on the left wing took it seriously when his family went and complained to the media about how they were unable to pay for his bail and how their innocent angel, Pedro Hernandez, was being crushed by angry cops and a bad system that were out to get the family specifically because one of the cops wanted to sleep with Pedro's mother and this was his revenge. Now, before we get further into this fanciful tale, before I tell you about the myth of Pedro Hernandez and why we're talking about him again right now, we are sponsored, so we're going to have to toss it to the sponsor, it's Noble Gold Investments, and then we'll bring it back over here and discuss this whole thing on the other side. Hey, did you know that silver dipped in price because a lot of people were panic selling it? Did you know that silver is crucial in all manner of production, and once pre-pandemic production levels resume, silver's price is expected to go through the roof? Well, now you do, and what you gotta do about it is go over to NobleGoldInvestments.com right now, or call a specialist at 877-646-5347 and get invested in silver. This is the perfect time to start a silver IRA with Noble Gold, and if you start a qualifying IRA this month, you will be gifted an American Virtue 3-ounce silver coin with Jefferson's face on the front and a Liberty Lady on the back. It's absolutely amazing. It's beautiful. It's got some weight to it. Real money should have weight to it. And you need to get on board. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com, 877-646-5347. Anyway, what we were talking about was how Pedro Hernandez totally didn't do anything. Pedro Hernandez was completely innocent. In fact, the only reason that the police were harassing Pedro Hernandez, why they framed him for this crime, for this shooting, was because one of the officers wanted to hook up with Pedro Hernandez's mom, but she was just too ethical for him. She said, listen, I am married, sir, and you need to back off right now because I am married and there's nothing more sacred than our marriage with me and my husband. I'm married. Did I mention that I am in fact married? You disgusting, horrible pig, horrible cop, horrible monster. And I do mean pig as a slur for cops and as a slur for men who do bad things when I say that. Pedro would never, and I mean absolutely ever, pull a gun on somebody and fire at them in public two times like he was accused of.
Just a mother who fought hard for my son and reached out to many people for help and was lucky enough to find people like Carmen Perez, Sean King, to teach me that staying quiet is not an option. that when we speak up, we get change, we get things done. It's different officers, but mainly it was Officer David Terrell.
David Terrell, right.
He didn't sign the paperwork of my son's arrest, but he was always leading the arrest. He was always visiting my building, so.
And that was the officer that was trying to date you at a certain point. Was that a true story, or is that, I mean, that's what I read, that he tried to holler at you a few times, you wasn't having it, and then things started to happen with your son because you wouldn't date this cop.
Yeah.
You don't like saying it, but you talk closer to the mic.
I try to stay away from that conversation.
Why?
You know, I'm married, and my husband would get mad. I never told him that. Due that he was an officer, I didn't want my husband to approach an officer.
Right.
Of course, especially not in the Bronx. So I left it out. Now you put me in the spot. Saying, you know, not the whole truth. I only said part of it.
Yeah.
That, yes, he was trying to date me. And when I said no, in front of my own mother, he told me one day, I'm going to break into you. I don't know what he meant with that. But the harassment kept going. I would be parked in front of my building. He would pass in the patrol car, stop, just to try to date me.
Now, eventually, this case actually did get dropped. Pedro Hernandez was, in fact, released, and they did raise the bail money for him during the course of this media campaign. And I am happy to say, I'm happy to report, I'm happy to tell you guys, that it looks like Pedro Hernandez was completely innocent, because what ended up happening after he got out of jail on this whole situation is that Pedro completely went to college, went to university, he graduated magna cum laude, he's in law school right now studying and looking for ways to help other victims. You know I'm kidding about this. You know he continually got arrested, and you know for a fact I'm going to show you videos of him getting continually arrested. And we're going to lead it off with this incident, which I find amazing because it just goes to show you how many chances people like Pedro Hernandez, repeat offenders, violent criminals, gang members, thugs, get over and over in our system.
I was approached and attacked. I'm innocent, I'm a victim, and a truth will prevail.
Speaking to Pix 11 by phone, Pedro Hernandez tells us he is the victim here, slashed and stabbed by a group of men. And this surveillance video shows immediately after the attack Sunday morning on Quimby Avenue. Hernandez is the man without a shirt chasing the men he says attacked him. At one point, you see Hernandez kicking in this apartment door, apparently to get at the men. You may remember Hernandez as the poster boy for criminal bail reform. About 2 years ago, he was accused of attempted murder, and he sat in jail on Rikers while proving his innocence. And charges were later dropped. Now Hernandez is caught up in this. Police arrested the 19-year-old, saying he was actually the aggressor, that Hernandez robbed and slashed one of the men that Sunday morning before the men turned on him.
Now, if you're a little curious about what you just heard, or maybe you can't see the video, you're listening on Apple's podcasting platform or on Spotify, that is Pedro Hernandez with his gang trying to break down a door that only opens the one way in order to attack people while simultaneously claiming he's engaging in self-defense. This is the argument that is actually being put forward for these actions. This group of people is attacking people, and by the way, what they alleged happened is that Pedro attempted to rob them. By the way, he has a history of attempting to rob people, if you believe the cops that just want to bang his mom and constantly keep framing him for all these different situations, and they turned the tables on him, and then he got angry, rallied together his friends, and then attacked, and you can see the video of him not defending himself, of him chasing them down and attacking them. But Pedro claimed that this was self-defense, and of course, somehow he was able to get off on this because of all the clout and everything that he's retained by being aligned with these left-wing extremists that want to get rid of bail. He was able to get the representation he needed to
A human catastrophe is closing in. Nobody knows how far this one is going to go. You can feel the heat as tension is rising globally. War is expensive. Open a Noble Gold Investments IRA today, and you can claim a free 3-ounce silver American Virtue coin. Just use the promo code GOLD. Go to NobleGoldInvestments.com now.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Reduce these charges to the point where they didn't matter, even though we have the video of his violent behavior. And speaking of video of his violent behavior, what you're watching right now is another video of Pedro Hernandez committing a crime, and that is him throwing a rock or brick or something into a window of a car, which, by the way, had like a 3-year-old child in it and had a woman in it, and then he knocks the mirror off, because that's the kind of guy Pedro Hernandez is. Absolute scum, through and through. But remember, this video evidence isn't really video evidence. All this is evidence of is that a cop actually asked Pedro Hernandez's mom out on a date, and she said no because her marriage is so sacred that you don't understand it, and that evil, not white, but we'll just call him white, even though he's definitely a black guy, white racist cop wanted revenge on the family, and thus he kept framing him for all these instances that Pedro definitely didn't do. Now, you might be asking yourself, Sean, why are you bringing up all this stuff? You might be asking yourself, Sean, what does this have to do with the original shooting allegations that he was accused of? It's not like he's done anything similar to that. It's not like Pedro Hernandez, the face of bail, the guy who had all this money thrown in his direction, the guy that the left wing propped up as a guy who totally did not engage in a random shooting, has been arrested on another random public shooting that he did by St. Patrick's Cathedral. Of course that's what happened. Yes, Pedro Hernandez was shooting at people at St. Patrick's Cathedral, but that is not even the length of it. You see, what was happening that day was that Pedro was playing three-card Monty with a bunch of individuals, and Pedro, who is a loser, was losing because that's what losers do. So he lost a ton of money, and he lost his gold chain, and he was very upset about losing money and his gold chain in this card game that he agreed to play, so he decided it would be a good idea to go out to his car, get a firearm, come back, and try to shoot up the place.
A man is in custody tonight for a Midtown shooting last month near St. Patrick's Cathedral. 22-year-old Pedro Hernandez was arrested today in the Bronx. He's accused of firing his gun at a group of men after losing cash and a gold chain during a gambling game on August 28th. No one was injured, but a bullet did strike a car. Investigators say Hernandez has three open gun arrests and was out on bail. He's now facing several charges, including attempted murder and attempted assault.
Now, Hernandez, after going to his car and getting his gun, decided it would be a good idea to fire upon the people who he lost the card game to. And I'll show you an image of where the bullet entered the vehicle so you can see he was definitely going for a kill shot. So, of course, the people in the Mercedes drove off. Hernandez decided to chase them in his BMW, so we have a high-speed chase in the middle of Midtown Manhattan that ultimately ended up stopping in the parking space or in the front entrance of the Palace Hotel. The individuals got out of the car, they dropped all of Hernandez's stuff, and then they took off, and Hernandez proceeded to pick up his junk and drive away. Now, on top of everything that I just told you, and you might have caught this from the local news report, Hernandez actually has, right now, at this moment, and had, prior to this shooting, three open gun-related cases, and he was currently out, released, due to the bail reform law that was based on him being totally innocent, because he was supposedly wrongfully accused of a gun-related charge or two gun-related charges. And yeah, he's still doing it. He's a repeat offender over and over and over again. And as we keep giving the face of bail reform chances, he keeps failing because he's a violent individual. Now, it was alleged that Hernandez had actually attempted to book flights to Panama in order to get out of the country. But when the police ultimately ended up catching up to him, he surrendered immediately, turned himself into custody, and decided to go before a judge peacefully. No, of course, I'm kidding. He definitely didn't do that. He decided to lead them on a high speed chase throughout the Bronx. So he was running from the cops, putting more people in danger. This guy who was opening fire in the middle of Midtown Manhattan by St. Patrick's Cathedral was now leading the cops on a police chase because that's the kind of guy that Pedro Hernandez is. Now, ultimately, the cops did end up catching him, and thankfully, the face of bail reform, one of the reasons why we have automatic release in this state. As we talked about multiple times on this channel, New York State has the absolute worst bail reform law ever passed in the United States. He was held without bail, and deservedly so, on charges of attempted murder, because this is the face of bail reform. This is the innocent guy. Did I mention that this is all supposedly because a cop wanted to sleep with his mom, but his mom was like, my marriage is so sacred that this isn't going to happen. And then the cop decided to take revenge on Pedro Hernandez in order to get back at the mother. Now, obviously, this is a pattern of behavior. Obviously, Pedro Hernandez has been a violent individual for a long time. He has gang affiliation affiliations, and the only reason the charges were dropped in that original case is because of the intimidation factor, and the witness got cold feet, didn't want to testify against him. So he should have been convicted way back when he became the face of bail reform, yet the left aided and abetted this man's ongoing criminality, so now we're at the point where he's just opening fire in the middle of Manhattan, chasing people down in his car, leading the police on a high-speed chase, thinking that he can get away with it. And in reality, he's actually pretty right, because Pedro Hernandez has gotten away with it time and time again, and since he's the face of bail reform, these woke district attorneys don't really want to charge him, they don't really want to send him to prison, because he's the guy that they use as an example in order to back their policies. Governor Kathy Hochul has cited Pedro Hernandez specifically as somebody who is totally innocent, didn't do anything wrong, and one of the reasons why we should keep bail reform. And I like the idea of tying Pedro Hernandez to bail reform, because this is exactly why we shouldn't have that law, because monsters like him that are repeat offenders with escalating bad behavior are the problem in this city. They are the problem in this state, and they're the problem in this country. We need to lock these people up, throw away the key. They do not deserve to be out in our society. They have not proven that they can function in our society. And despite what you've been told by the media, Pedro Hernandez did do, he is guilty, he's a bad guy, and he deserves to be in prison. Now, the mother, Jessica Perez, has of course vowed to fight this case because she's had luck before subverting the system, and I'm sure she'll concoct a whole series of new lies in order to excuse her son's behavior, despite the fact that based on where he committed this series of crimes, he should be caught on surveillance video, despite the fact that he provably ran from law enforcement and he was looking at booking flights to flee the country, and we all know that he's 100% guilty. It doesn't matter. Video evidence has been subverted before, and Pedro Hernandez has been able to skirt justice time and time again. But hopefully, this one's taken seriously. Hopefully, this guy sees the inside of a cage for much longer than he was originally held, because he is an ongoing threat to society, and he, more than any other individual person, has become a symbol for the terror that has been rained upon my state, and it would be so nice to see him, the example held up as a pillar of virtue, go down in flames like he deserves, like the criminal thug that he always was. But hey, those are just my thoughts. Let me know your thoughts down in the comments below. If you like this video, show me by leaving a like, subscribe for more content, follow me on all my social media, support me via the support links in the description box of this video. This has been me talking about the face of bail reform failing to comply with society again. Till next time.